Popcast.
Episode 9.
Yep.
Oh, I jumped the gun.
That's all right. This is Mike.
This is Aaron.
And this is episode 9, I believe.
It was.
That's what I heard. It was?
Yes, it was episode
now
9.
It's
goodbye,
nine.
Everybody.
Hi, and welcome to episode 10. No.
Fastest
we'll stick with 9.
Ever. Okay.
I think that would confuse people.
Lucky number in Taiwan. I made that up.
Go on. I don't even know where to start now. Welcome. Today, we figured on our show we would talk to you about soda. And along with that, we would talk to you about one particular soda, which...
Oh, I guess I could show this
sure.
to the folks at home or myself. Organics, organic pomegranate flavored Italian soda.
Yes.
Imported for Italy, found at Walgreens everywhere.
Everywhere at Walgreens is. Also, we will have news today. The news.
What about the news?
Will be all themed around soda.
Whoa!
All the news today is soda themed.
I was originally going to bring out my celebrity-shaped potato chips, but since you said that, I can't compete.
All right. Well, maybe next time. But for now, we're going to stick with the whole soda thing, because that seems to be working.
I guess so.
Before we start, our usual... what's new with the website?
Okay.
We have a brand new look.
We have a brand new shiny look. An in-your-face look. It's not. It just pops a little more. It just pops a little more.
Oh.
Tell us what you... I removed the forum.
Yeah, I saw that. That's okay. Yeah. Sorry, forum. But you can still get in touch with us. And
right.
We'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show, which means you have to listen to every minute.
Yep.
We are not going to tell you right now.
And we have made it so you cannot fast forward this podcast.
Right. Don't ask how. We have an in with Apple and Microsoft.
We do.
And they're cool with it. And every other place that our show is on, which we will tell you about at the end of the show as well. Anywho.
Yes.
So yeah, it's a new look. Check it out.
We just got a new look like
right
10 minutes ago.
You worked on this for days, literally, without sleep. Food, water, shelter. It was done outside.
It was done outside. I did have Wi-Fi.
Right, because internet. So take a look at it, thesodajerks.net. That's a website, which is what this show is all about. Now that that's all done.
Thank goodness.
We might as well indulge ourselves.
In some soda?
In some soda. Let me say something.
Okay.
I'm bothered by the fact that pomegranates look like tomatoes.
But they don't... The inside of them doesn't. It looks like...
That looks like tomatoes. Yes, that looks like tomatoes from Mars. If you were to grow vegetables on Mars, a tomato would look like a pomegranate.
Tomatoes from Mars! Isn't that pigs from Mars?
Pigs from space. Yes.
All right. Oh, something I found amusing by this, bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Says that the contents are under pressure, do not store in direct sunlight or near heat sources.
Okay.
Do they all say
good.
That?
What, all soda?
All, yeah.
I think so. Anything carbonated or just under pressure.
It also says we might see some sediment which should shake gently to mix.
Ah,
which means
so
we should upend it.
Folks at home.
Here's an idea I had for a t-shirt.
Okay.
Very simple. It's going to say on the front, when in doubt, and then on an upside down soda bottle, upend.
That's nice.
Yeah, I liked
it. Please don't take that.
Yeah, because it's going to be on the website eventually.
That was on the honor system, folks.
Please. Pretty please. I'm going to open this in front
of
you.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, never mind. Whatever.
I was going to say I like pomegranate.
Pomegranate's good.
I have had.
That's fizzing up more than I thought it was going to. That was kind of scary.
That's all right. Doing it in front of the microphone, here is pouring of a soda. Delicious. Wow. You filled it up just so you would have the sound.
It smells delicious. There you go.
I am familiar with pomegranate from our beverage from the other week, the Jones pomegranate.
Right, which was pretty good.
Yes. I saw a... I should have done this in front of the microphone, I guess. I saw... I want to say it was Izzy has diet beverages now as well.
Okay.
And they have a clever name, too. It's Izzy-esque.
That is smart. That is smart. Yes.
That makes me think, like, it's not diet. Right. Diet makes me think, like, I'm taking pills and stuff.
Yeah. We don't drink enough Izzy, by the way.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that.
They were highly lauded.
Lauded.
And then now we don't drink them anymore. I don't know why.
We have so many drinks. It's ridiculous.
It is.
We're getting there to everything, everybody, and everything. It smells good.
It does smell good. The drink. The organic pomegranate, not the atmosphere that we're in.
I'm trying to think of what it smells like. Maybe pomegranate. Well, yeah.
This smells like one of the organic suckers you have, to be honest with me.
Well, probably the pomegranate flavored one. No, it smells like a candy. I'm trying to think of what.
Organic suckers?
No. I want to say nerds.
It smells like nerds?
No, not nerds. Well, yeah, nerds. Those are the little fruit.
Right.
Yeah, nerds.
Not really. No, you're talking about runts or nerds?
Runts. That's a little fruit. Yeah. It smells like runts.
It's like the strawberry cherry runts?
It's got like a sugary, like...
It does have definitely a sugary
smell
to
it. Like a bowl of candy.
Yeah. This is the longest we've smelled a drink, by the way.
Hold on.
This is USDA organic.
Yes, which means nothing. Carbonated water, organic sugar, organic apple, and organic pomegranate juice from concentrate, citric acid, natural pomegranate flavor, black carrot juice for color. So, no
preservatives.
No preservatives.
Well, do they say that anywhere on the bottle?
No.
That's something they should say.
Yeah. Imported from Italy, by the way.
This to Walgreens.
Italian soda.
Yeah. Genuine Italian soda.
Yes. All right, well, let's drink this.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and drink this.
Let's go ahead.
With all of our pomegranate knowledge.
That is really good. That has quite the bite to it.
It does.
The sides of my cheeks are...
Yeah.
Jolly Rancher-esque.
I'm
not going to say it tastes like a Jolly Rancher. The reaction in my mouth was Jolly Rancher-esque.
Well, you're a child. I don't have that exactly. It does... This is sour. One of the strongest bites I've ever had in a soda. Romano's sour apple being the strongest, this is definitely second place.
This is sour. That's probably what I was smelling, is it smells sour. It smells like a bowl of sour candy.
The second one's not nearly as bitey.
No.
Because your face has reacted to it already.
This is really good.
It is a really good soda.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since it's all natural.
Wow. I like it a lot. To think that it's been sitting in my refrigerator for months.
And that
thank you, Dan W.
Yeah, thanks, Dan
for
W.
This beverage. I forgot.
Fan Dan W.
Fan
as
Dan.
I have dubbed him.
Fan Dan. This is great. I like it a lot. Wow.
Mike is really impressed with this.
Yeah.
I like it. It does have... I don't know if it's a pomegranate taste or not, because I don't know nearly enough about pomegranate.
It is. It's,
the bite is strong
with
this one.
There's another shirt idea.
Yeah. The bite is strong with this one?
It could be a bottle with, like...
A lightsaber?
Yeah, I was thinking that, or, like, a Darth Vader helmet, like, just kind of resting on it.
Yeah. Because, yeah, Lucasfilm wouldn't get onto us for that.
No.
We're already at war with them over that huge lawsuit. We don't have a lawsuit with Lucasfilm.
Yeah.
Or anybody.
It's good.
Yet.
The question is, how good is it? Stay tuned to find out.
Okay.
I guess that's a good segue.
Yeah.
Let's move on to news.
That's probably the only good segue.
What?
Segways really didn't take off.
The
motorized vehicle?
Motorized vehicle, yes.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Topical, but maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's real topical. That's a shame. I guess there's still a use.
Underneath the Magic Kingdom.
And above, they use it in the park.
Yeah, they do.
All right, kids, it's time for the news.
And just so you know.
As usual.
I don't know the news stories.
Hermetically sealed.
Say it's time for the news.
Right. It's time for the news.
Now I can use that for the video.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yes. News has been hermetically sealed.
And a MacBook.
Yes. In a mayonnaise jar on Funkin' Wagnalls porch since noon this morning. Child of four, plainly seen. Coca-Cola. Remember a couple weeks, I'm going to stop already.
Okay. You got three words in.
I think I have a seed. It might be popcorn from earlier.
Yeah, I don't think this had popcorn seeds in it.
Right. I didn't mean a popcorn seed.
They're not even called seeds. They're called kernels. Anyway, continue.
Remember a couple weeks ago when we talked about Pepsi, and Pepsi was buying its last bottlers so that it owned everything?
Fat Cat raking in stuff.
Sure. Yep. Remember that? Okay.
Yeah.
Coke is doing that now. This is from...
Somebody got nervous.
This is from the Wall Street Journal, which is a newspaper you may have heard of.
That's a highfalutin newspaper.
Yes. Big time.
On the soda jerks. Man, we're moving up.
In a strategic about-face driven by big changes in consumer tastes. Almost rhymes.
Close.
Excuse me. Coca-Cola Company was nearing a deal late Wednesday to buy the bulk of its largest bottler, according to people familiar with the matter. As part of the deal, Coke would buy Coca-Cola Enterprises Incorporated North American Operations, the people said. The rest of the bottler, which consists of operations in several European countries, would remain independent and acquire Coke bottling operations in Scandinavia and Germany. This would also come as PepsiCo is about to close acquisitions of its two largest independent bottlers, putting pressure on Coke to make a similar move to gain the same competitive advantages PepsiCo stands to reap. The bottler strategy worked well for Coke in the 80s and 90s when consumers were drinking increasingly more soda that was shipped in high volumes, but since then the interests of Coke and its bottlers have diverged as the drinks giant seeks to adapt to consumers moving away from soft drinks to more niche, non-carbonated offerings.
Isn't that niche?
Could be niche, sure.
I don't know.
Either way,
Coke saw what Pepsi did, so Coke did it too.
Right.
I just also summed up a Wall Street Journal article in less than a sentence.
This is a way to deliver drinks through warehouse. It says, or it could deliver drinks. I'm sorry. It could decide to distribute through its bottling system, which products are delivered directly to stores, or it could deliver drinks through warehouses. So either way, this is a way to... It seems like they want to make it more uniform across the country, so it's not like regional things. So if there's a small product that's working, they can kind of get it everywhere.
Okay. That's smart.
And transitioning into our second article from the BNet food blog.
Hopefully slightly more exciting.
Well, this is the big news of the week.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Big news isn't always in
fun.
Your face.
I'll
occasionally make clown honking noises
to make
this boars up.
To, this is an article about the same thing, but it's kind of how...
But it's in Spanish.
Soda is on the downswing, and this is... It's a rebuttal, I guess you would say. Or a response.
The more I drink this, the less I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a shame. I should keep drinking it then. So Coke believed that soda was going to come back around, and it's not. So this article is saying that it's a response to that. The independent bottling system has been in operation since the 80s, was really good at packaging and delivering big established brands, and it worked great when soda was the main event, but the system is not so adept at working with smaller brands. So this doesn't mean just like soda, but like flavored vitamin water,
okay.
Things like that. So so while things are going bad for Coke, although maybe this will help them, Dr. Pepper is doing well.
Because of Dr. Pepper.
Because of what happened. Dr. Pepper, this is from Business Week, another exciting publication. Dr. Pepper Snapple, the third largest U.S. soda maker, surged the most in 11 months in New York trading on speculation that it could receive licensing payments from Coca-Cola as the world's largest soda maker buys the bulk of its largest bottler. Because Coke distributes about a quarter of Dr. Pepper Snapple's carbonated soft drinks, similar to the amount handled by PepsiCo's bottlers. So this would cause them to get licensing fees. Dr. Pepper.
Very nice.
Dr. Pepper is going to make out on this.
Go Dr. Pepper.
Already, the Plano, Texas-based maker of Dr. Pepper and Snapple rose $3.18, or 11%.
Wow.
$31.83. Yikes. So good for them.
Yikes.
Yes. It's not exciting. It's mostly business news. Sorry to... Here's good news for Reeds, though.
Wow.
Every time we
every podcast we have, Reeds gets good news.
Yes.
It's almost like they should sponsor us.
Maybe.
Every time we talk about you, Reeds, something good happens.
It's a miracle.
Or every time something good happens, we talk about you. Who knows? Better not chance it.
I think the problem is as it gets warmer.
Really?
That's the problem with the pomegranate. If it gets warmer, the flavor isn't as good. It's like drinking warm
pomegranate.
Reed's is expanding again. This time,
whoa,
in Wisconsin and Illinois.
You can thank us later, Wisconsin, Illinois. We are single-handedly responsible for the Reed's boom.
They're expanding its product placement into Woodman's Food Market, the largest size full-service grocery store chain in Wisconsin and northern Illinois that operates on a warehouse model.
Sounds like
a Sam's Club.
No, the name. I would shop there.
Woodman's?
Woodman's.
Right.
That sounds like a down-home...
I bet they have real down-home commercials, too.
I bet.
Yep.
Like, come on down to Woodman's Food Mart.
Right.
We've been around since 1812.
I've been the manager here for 50 years. And I live in this community of 500 people.
Come buy corn from me. And now Reed's Beverages.
Corn that I grow in my backyard.
Yeah.
That's how small town it is.
Woodman's. It's probably a giant warehouse.
It says a warehouse model. Reed's will sell 14 Reed's and Virgil branded products. I will not read them up.
Any of them that we haven't heard of?
I looked and no.
Okay.
Yeah. I will look again. No. This is another exciting step towards our build out of Reed's and Virgil's into mainstream channels of business. Translation, taking over the world.
Yes.
We're extremely pleased to be working with such a high-quality supermarket chain within the industry. This continues to reflect the increasing demand among consumers for our natural soda and beverage products when given a choice. That was Neil Cohen, Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing of Reed's.
Haven't spoken with him.
All right. Do you think you've spoken with every single person at Reed's?
I like to pretend there's like four people working there.
Yeah, I do too. But as they continue to take over the world...
Terry, Chris, and Neil.
Yeah. This is from ABC News.
It most certainly is.
ABC is a...
Ooh, look, there's an IQ quiz on this website.
You want to do it?
What is the capital of the state of Texas?
Do you know the answer?
Is it A, Austin?
Right.
B, Houston, or C, Dallas?
We can think about that.
I will. Okay. Read the article and I'll come up with my answer.
This is good news for Hanson.
It's Austin.
We haven't heard...
It's Austin.
Okay. You're not going to wait?
No, it's Austin.
Okay.
That's my answer.
Okay. You are correct.
Wow.
This is really sad. Hanson, remember them? I think the last time we reviewed a Hanson
Bop?
Drink was... No. Nope, not Hanson, the pop group.
Oh.
I was referring to Hanson, the soda.
Mmm. Pop. It works so well.
Thank you. That was... That saved our 5-minute drought there.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you recall, our news is soda themed. natural soda and energy drunk maker. I don't think that's correct.
Wait, what's the news source?
This is ABC.
Okay, well, they don't
the
have
American
money
Broadcasting
for editors, apparently.
Company. Natural soda and energy drunk maker Hanson Natural Corp on Thursday posted a fourth quarter profit. Yay.
Hooray.
Good for them. When's the last time we reviewed one of those?
I don't know.
2 years ago?
Maybe.
I think you did it.
They had a... That was who did Monster Energy Drink and I think had an issue with a Bev review.
Oh, okay.
So...
Well, then we'll just delete this.
This never happened. Now we get to leap. Thanks, Ziggy.
Poor ABC. They're going to be probably sued for billions for doing
saying something like that.
Hey, this is from the Examiner.
Oh, I subscribe. No, I don't.
This is the Denver Examiner.
Wait, isn't the Examiner the one where, like, anybody can write for it?
Yep.
Okay.
This is the first article that popped up on this was from the, was this one. So, they won.
Congratulations.
I'm only gonna, by the way, since this is a tax, soda tax one, I'm only going to talk about soda tax issues when something happens. Because, in summary, every state, county, whatever, city has a soda tax proposal on, like, there's like a new one every day.
Yeah.
It seems every state is trying to do this.
Whatever. Soda tax.
So, this is Colorado.
Go for it.
Now, this isn't really a soda tax. This is...
You just lied.
Expanding the sales tax. So, their sales tax is apparently 2.9%. Not bad.
All right. Get your calculators out, little mathematicians.
And
2.9.
They are expanding the sales tax to certain items that were not taxed before.
Times 0.00375.
One of them is sales of candy and soda.
Square root.
So, Colorado isn't necessarily getting a soda tax. They're taxing sales tax on soda.
Plus 8.
Which I don't have a problem with. Do you have a problem with that?
Not really.
My rule, I think it's because I'm from Pennsylvania, their rule is if you need it, it's taxed.
Okay.
Or,
it's not
taxed.
That
makes no sense at all. If you don't need it, it's taxed. If you need it, it's not taxed.
Like milk is not taxed.
Right. Toilet paper.
That's how it works.
Not taxed.
I don't know. I think foods you need here aren't taxed. Like milk, I don't think it's taxed here.
Okay.
I don't know.
If that's how I see it. Also, I thought this was fun. Bull semen also being taxed now.
Bull semen?
Bull semen, yes.
Even if you ordered across state lines?
Well, it does say out-of-state online sales. So I guess if you bought bull semen out-of-state, you would get sales tax no matter what.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, bummer.
Yep, there goes the collection.
So if it was bull semen soda that was bought out-of-state online...
Don't send that to us.
Yeah. Feel free to send the soda, but not bull semen soda.
Yeah, isn't there a...
That is probably available in Japan.
Isn't there a horse placenta soda?
Yes, Japan has horse placenta soda available in the flavors of orange and black. Whatever that means.
Yeah.
That's all the news. That was the most boring news ever.
The news went from boring to kind of sick there at the end.
It did. But, so yeah.
Good segue.
In
this
summer,
soda went from good to kind of okay to me at the end.
I need to drink some more.
Yeah, drink some more.
In summary of the news, Coke... Soda is doing bad, so big soda.
Right.
Little sodas are doing good.
If you count Dr. Pepper as a little soda.
Well, that's true. Dr. Pepper and Pepsi made a good decision early on.
You can't really do that because then it makes weird noises on
that's
the mic.
True. Well, it'll know the people at home listening will know that I'm pointing.
Okay.
That's an audio point. All right, back to pomegranates. I still like it, but it needs to be cold.
Boy, does it.
You don't like it.
I like it fine. It was way better colder.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to disagree. Go.
Do we
have to take into account that a bottle is this big, or can we pretend like a bottle is...
No, it's just a rating system.
Okay.
It's not an actual...
That's
Otherwise,
true.
We would say cans or
whatever.
Tubes.
Continue on with your journey.
I will say, buy a... This is... man, I'm right on the border here.
Are you?
I am. Buy
Decide!
A,
Decide now!
Buy a pack.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
Buy a bottle.
Okay.
It started off as a high buy a bottle to me.
Yeah.
And now it has gone down to almost a buyer beware to me.
You're crazy.
And I'm averaging out. It's not good. It's not nearly as good as it was when I started. And it's just, I don't know, it's just too much. It hits you in the mouth with its flavoring. And the flavoring isn't, I mean, if you like pomegranate, I'm sure you'd rate this higher. Maybe this is just too strong of a pomegranate taste for me. But buy a bottle. See if you like it. If you do, then continue buying more bottles.
All right. I say I stick with buy a pack.
You mean I didn't sway you in those six sentences?
No. I think this is good. Yes, the flavor diminishes when it gets warmer, but that goes with everything. It's got a nice bite to it.
It doesn't diminish that fast, though. That was a fast diminish. Had that been any root beer or anything else, I could still be... No, remember, I normally finish everything I drink, don't I?
It's warmer today than it has been.
Is it? Is it all the candles?
I'm telling you. I bet if I look at that thermometer, it's like 75 in here.
Okay, as opposed to the...
72.
Okay, I'll believe you.
Anyway, it's not refreshing enough for me to rate it higher or unique. I wouldn't be able to consume lots of a large quantity of it. That's why I'm saying buy a pack.
Okay.
But... I was on the fence just because, I mean...
Of what?
Buy a case.
Wow. 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 That would have been ridiculous.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe because that'd be horribly wrong.
It's not horribly wrong! This is good.
I normally finish... It's okay.
This is very good.
This starts off good. It starts off very solid, and then it ends up... I don't want to drink it anymore.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
All right,
you're crazy.
And I'm averaging that out.
This has a great flavor, bite, scent. It smells like a bowl of candy.
Okay.
It tastes delicious. It's all natural. There are no preservatives.
Buy a bottle.
All right.
Buy a bottle.
Whatever. Whatever.
Whatevs.
Whatever. That's ridiculous.
Sorry.
Well, at least we had some controversy.
Yeah, we're getting good at this controversy.
To go along with the... horrible news.
Yeah. Worst episode ever.
This is the worst episode that we've ever done.
Yeah. Hopefully episode 10.
Lucky number 9. Thumbs down.
Hopefully episode 10 is a little better.
I guess.
The only way we can get to number 10 is if you do the end spiel and then we fast forward a week.
All right. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
If you want to check out a great site that has a lot of reviews about soda, go to thesodajerks.net.
I've heard about
which
that.
Which happens to have a brand new look to it.
New graphics.
Please look at it. This guy put a lot of hard work in it. He was in a tree for 3 days straight. No sleep.
I had the help of 3 squirrels.
This website was created...
by squirrels?
By the blood, sweat, and tears of woodland creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And people. Combined together to create something wonderful. Also, you can go to iTunes and the Zune Marketplace if you would like to subscribe to our show. Normally, the show is better than this one, so please subscribe to it and listen to the other 8 episodes.
Episode 7 was good.
Yes, if you would like a good suggestion. I don't even remember which one that was.
I don't either.
Also, you can be our friend on such places like Facebook.com and Twitter.com/TheSodaJerks.
We've been stuck at 71 friends for a while on Facebook. I want some new friends.
Be our friend. You can also watch us, not live, but sorta, on YouTube.com/TheSodaJerks.
It's short versions of these podcasts.
Yes.
It's like a 3 or 4 minute version.
You can see trailers.
Without the ratings.
This show might be the best example of watching the trailer instead of listening to the whole show.
Maybe so.
We may have put Jenny to sleep. She may have just
swerved off the road
and fell asleep. Sorry, Jenny.
Crystal gave up about halfway through that first news story. I promise you.
We tried. Everyone has their ups and downs.
Yeah.
Also, you can find shirts that look cool and advertise us on cafepress.com/thesodajerks.
Yeah.
And you can email us at mike@sojerks.net, aaron@sojerks.net, or email our iguana secretary twist@thesodajerks.net, and we'll get the message. Is there anything? Oh, you can go to MediaFly if you are on the road and want to, and forgot to download the podcast. Uh-oh.
Don LaRue again.
What?
That's on the road in French.
Don LaRue?
Don LaRue.
Oh, okay.
I think
that's my French for the week. I also learned gross is fat. gross or something like that.
Grossa?
Gross. I think it's just
Grossa?
I don't think it's gross.
German? German?
No, not German.
Oh, then I don't know. See you later, America!
Bye, everybody.